today's Christmas for this generation, and I want to tell a story to kids, and I'm going to sit here in this chair if I may. And so, kids, it's just you and me right now, okay? Okay, cool. So, what is the best Christmas gift you ever received? Anybody, what is your best Christmas gift you ever received? Your sister knows. Your two front teeth? You looks like you're still waiting on those. Okay, who else? What's the best gift you ever got? Josh? A drone that has a camera? Wow, okay. Follow FAA regulations when you're flying it. Yeah, oh, Addie, what about you? A rainbow horse with a camera, and you have to press buttons. Aliyah, what about you? Well, you only can say one. I only asked for one. You say two, you're not getting cookies after church. So, one only. You just say whatever God brings to your heart first. Go, one, two, three. What is it?
My Roblox drone.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Okay, two more. Sarah. A crybaby? Don't really cry. Okay, well, it's not a crybaby if it doesn't really cry. It needs to be on the island of misfit toys. A crybaby that doesn't even cry. That's its name. Okay. One more. What's your name? Oh, you're Miguel. I can't see you in the light. So, Miguel, what's the best Christmas gift you ever got? A tablet? Are you too old to have? You're too young to have a tablet, aren't you?
I have a tablet.
Where's your little sister Sochi? She was trying to show me her cell phone in her backpack this morning, and I told her she's way too young for a cell phone. Okay, so here we go, guys. I want to tell a story. If I have kids' attention, I have a surprise for you after service. If you guys promise to pay attention, I've got a surprise for you. So pay real close attention. So after church today, there's going to be donkeys here. Donkeys, yes. Because nothing says Christmas like donkeys, okay? So there's going to be donkeys after the service and cookies and hot chocolate. Jalan, if you ask for reindeer again, you're going to sit with your mom. We've got donkeys. Okay? So tradition says that Mary rode donkeys on her way to Bethlehem to give birth to Jesus. And so we just thought this is a great opportunity to bring donkeys to church. And so here's the deal, guys. A long time ago, God promised that he would save the world and he would do it through his son, Jesus. And so people waited a long time for Jesus to come as God promised that he would. And so what God promised that he would save the world from is save the world from sin, from evil, from all the bad that's taking place. God promised that he would save the world. And so he started to send messages that he would send his son to save the world. And God sent messages for hundreds of years that he was going to send someone who could save the day. And so have any of you guys ever got an exciting message before? Any kids, you ever got an exciting message before? Okay, what about you, Josh? An exciting message. What was it? That your friend's getting a Nintendo Switch. Wow. Okay. What about you? You're going to Disneyland? Is it true, Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it is now. Okay. Okay, Aliyah, what about you? You get a good message ever before?
Yeah, my Uncle Zach got a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, wow, that is good news. That's a good message. And so God was sending messages that he was going to send his son Jesus to send the world. And so when Jesus actually did show up, people did not know it was him because he was not who they were expecting. They were expecting Jesus to be a king. They were expecting him to be a warrior. They were expecting him to be all these things, but they weren't expecting a guy who was a carpenter, whose dad was a carpenter, who lived in a small town. They weren't expecting that. But Jesus did come. And when he came, Jesus lived a perfect life without ever sinning. He was able to obey his heavenly father. He was able to obey his mom and dad. He lived a perfect life, and then he died in our place for us, a death that we were supposed to die. So do any of you guys know where did Jesus die, or how did Jesus die? Anybody know? Paisley, do you know how Jesus died? No? Okay. Jalan, how did Jesus die? He died on a cross. Why? For our sins, yes. Jesus died for our sins, for my sins, for your sins, for all of our sins. So Jesus died for our sins on the cross, and people weren't expecting him. And so he lived a perfect life. He died on the cross. And do any of you kids know what happened to Jesus after he died on the cross?
He rose from the dead.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did raise from the dead. On the third day, David said, that's true. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. What were you going to say, Addison? He gave it to everyone. Yeah, his life and his death and his resurrection was for everyone. And so listen up, if you guys can listen. That's why I asked what the greatest gift you ever received was, because Jesus is the real greatest gift we've ever gotten before. Jesus lived for you. All the hard things that you and I can't do, he did for you. He died for you on the cross, like you kids said, like Jalan said. And then he rose again. He rose again. And like Addison said, that was for everybody. And so through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, here's some things we can get from Jesus. One, we receive his love. Because he loved us, he did that. And like Sarah said, he died for our sins. So our sins are forgiven through Jesus. And the best gift of all is that we have a relationship with God through Jesus. So we can have a relationship with God and even everlasting life. And so God gives us this great gift. And so if you could listen for just a second, Sonia, I've got a question for you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Sonia, look at me. I got a question for you. Do you have to pay money to get a gift, Sonia? Do you have to pay money to get a gift, or does you just get it for free? What do you think? What if somebody gives you a gift, do you have to buy it?
No.
No, that would be dumb, right? You don't buy gifts for yourself. So if someone gives you a gift, is it free or do you have to give him money for it?
Free.
Yeah, it's free. And so here's what I want you kids to know. Listen, when Jesus gives his life for you, when Jesus dies for you and rises from the dead, he gives forgiveness of sins, he gives everlasting life, and he gives you a relationship with God, and it's free. And the only thing that you have to do to receive a free gift is to just receive it. And so here's what Jesus says. I want you guys to pay real close attention, because whatever Jesus says is very important. So Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And so what does God say, what does Jesus say we need to do to receive everlasting life? What do we need to do? Josh, what do we need to do? So I like your answer, but it's actually not right, because it's better than that. So if you said, if you want to receive everlasting life, you said we need to not sin. But that's not possible. That's why Jesus came, because Jesus was the only one who couldn't sin. So listen real close, kids. Sarah, you pay real close attention. And David, pay close attention to what Jesus says. He said, God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whosoever, adults, what's the word? Believes. Whosoever believes in him won't perish, but have everlasting life. What does Jesus want us to do?
Believe.
What does he want us to do?
Believe.
Believe in him. Yeah. It's just like when someone gives you a gift, the person who's giving it, they want you to believe in them and believe in the gift. So what God is asking is for you to believe in Jesus. And so God promised Jesus to come and save the world. But did you know that God used someone to give a gift? How many of you have ever had someone bring a gift to your house before? Anybody ever have that happen? Or maybe like your uncle bought you a Christmas present and he couldn't join your family for Christmas, and so he sent the present with your grandma. Sometimes people use other people to bring gifts. And here's what I want you to know. Here's my story for today. Is that God used someone to bring Jesus. And the person that God used to bring Jesus was actually a pretty young girl. And it was the mother of Jesus. Do anybody know whose Jesus' mom's name is? Man, you're smart. Okay. You're right. So, wait, because why? Why are you smart? I thought I heard something. Okay. So, you're right. Joseph was someone who ended up marrying Mary. And so he was Jesus' stepdad. And Mary was Jesus' mom. And so God used Mary to bring the gift. So, hey, your name sounds like Mary, Miriam. I know that. Here. So sit up and I want you to pay attention because you're laying down. Everybody's going to want to take a nap if you're down there. All the adults are wanting to take naps because of you. So sit back, scoot back on your bottom. There you go. There you go. There we go. So listen, God uses Mary to bring the gift. And so I'm going to read a story. It is a real short story about God using Mary to bring a gift. And so there are cookies and donkeys on the line. So remember, cookies and donkeys. And if you guys, who wants to see donkeys after church? Mm-hmm. Me too. Who wants to take a picture with a donkey after church? What adult wants to take a donkey home after church? Ask your moms and dads. Ask your grandma and grandpa. Not now. Sit down. No. Not now. Number one, you can't live in the city limits, okay? You can do all sorts of stuff in the city, but donkeys aren't one of them, okay? If you live in the country, you can have a donkey. And the special thing about the donkeys coming today is that they're up for adoption. Because it's a donkey rescue. And they are sad. They will cry real tears. And they're just waiting for a loving family to take them home. And they're going to suffer if they don't get brought home today. Okay. So, if you want to see a donkey and take a selfie with a donkey after church, dear Lord, help the donkey people bring these donkeys today in Jesus' name. Amen. Because I've promised a lot. So listen, here's the story we're going to read. Have any of you guys ever read anything out of the Bible before? Yeah, okay. Here's what I'd like. Yeah, the fruit of the Spirit. Away in a Manger is a good song about Christmas. But here's the story where that comes from, Sarah. So listen carefully, guys. Luke chapter 1. If you look on the screen, these verses are going to be on the screen. So those kids who can read, try to follow along if you can. So I'm going to be watching for the quietest kid, and I'm going to be watching for the most respectful kid while I read this, okay? I'm watching, okay? So listen. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. I didn't even have to ask you to read out loud, and you did. You guys are great. Okay. Thank God bless Aliyah. Aliyah read silently. And who read out loud? Yes. Both are good. Both are acceptable. We can read silently. We can read out loud. We can pray out loud. We can also pray silently. And so there's this young girl named Mary, and she's engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. And the Bible says she's a virgin, so she's not married yet. She's never had a child before. She's never been with her husband before. She's waiting to get married. And there's an angel that shows up to Mary, and his name is Gabriel. And the angel Gabriel came to Mary, and this is what the angel said.
Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you.
What would you do if an angel came and said that to you? Raise your hand. Don't just say something.
I would be nervous.
Dude, I would be nervous too. What about you, Josh? You'd ask the angel, hey, hold your flaming sword still while you bring your message. Pastor's kids. Okay, who else? I know, I'm holding your shoes for just a minute, okay? So, Jalan, what would you do if an angel came to you? How did you get here, Gabriel? So listen, it said, but Mary was greatly troubled at this saying, and she tried to figure out what sort of greeting this might be. If an angel came and talked to me, do you know what I would think, kids? Yeah, how do you get? Am I going to die? Is he taking me to heaven? Like, I'd be scared. Do you know every time in the Bible someone sees an angel, they're actually scared? So Mary is scared. Like, why is this angel here? And so the angel said to Mary, don't be afraid, Mary, because you have found favor with God. God loves you, Mary. And he gives her the message. Here's the good message. It says, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you will call this boy's name, what's his name going to be?
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. You'll call his name Jesus. You're going to call his name Jesus. Jesus will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. Now, David was Jesus' great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And so David wasn't the name of Jesus' dad, but the angel saying, hey, somebody from the line of David is going to come. His name is going to be Jesus. And Mary, you're going to give birth to this baby, and you're going to call his name Jesus, and he's going to rule over the house of Israel forever. And of Jesus' kingdom, there will be no end. It will never end. And so Mary knows that this is no ordinary baby, because the angel said that the baby would be the Son of God and that he would live forever. This is not a normal baby, is it? This baby sounds like God, and that's because this baby is God who came in the flesh. Yes, man, who's this theological kid up here? That's right. God exists forever and always as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is God, right? He's God in the flesh. And so Mary said this to the angel, Addison. Mary said, how can this be? I'm a virgin. How could I have a baby? I've never been visited by a stork before. How could I have a baby? Because I'm not even, my husband and I, we haven't even been together yet. And so it says this, the angel answered Mary and said this, Miriam, listen, this is what the angel said. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy. What does holy mean? Do you guys know what holy means?
No.
No, Josh, what do you think holy means? Nah, that's just that's the pastor's kid answer, dude. Okay, what does holy mean? What does it mean? Anybody know what holy means? What does it mean? Christ? Okay, here's what holy means. Everybody pay attention, okay? Holy means that you're different, that you're special, that you're set apart, that God thinks that something is very magnificent about you, that you're perfect. He says this child is going to be holy, and it's going to be the Son of God. And here's what the angel says. Sadie, listen to what the angel says, okay? The angel says, behold, your aunt, or kind of Mary's cousin, her name's Elizabeth, said, she's an old lady, and she also has a baby in her tummy, and she's going to have a baby in 3 months, and she couldn't have any babies, and she's having a baby. And Mary, if your old aunt Elizabeth can have a baby, so can you. Any of you guys have any real old aunts? Real old ones, yeah? Okay. Old aunts. Like aunts and uncles. Do you have any old aunts?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Like what, 20, 25? Oh, she found old aunts in her cereal. Whoa, you are witty. Wow. Jalon, you're late to that game. Up here, guys. Listen. Here's what the angel tells Mary. Listen to this. Eliah, listen. The angel said to Mary, here's why, Mary, here's why you're going to have this baby. Because nothing will be impossible to God. Nothing will be impossible to God. Here's what I want you to know, kids. Some things may seem impossible, but God tells us nothing is impossible with God. And here's the last verse, okay? So listen to the last verse. Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Here's what I want you to know. Can you guys all, here's what I'd like you to do. Can you all sit down crisscross applesauce for a minute?
I am
already. On the floor, though. Not on the chair. I want you to sit down crisscross applesauce. And I want, not now, okay? Just a sec. I want you guys to pay real close attention. And here's what I'd like you to do, something kind of funny, okay? Not, it's just maybe kind of weird. I'm going to close your eyes so you pay real close attention. When the angel told Mary that she was going to give birth to Jesus, Mary said, I'll do it. She wasn't afraid once the angel talked to her. She was afraid at first, but she wasn't afraid. She was obedient. God wanted to send his son Jesus, and he was going to use Mary to bring the gift. Do you guys know how old Mary was? She was like, shh, listen, I thank you for answering, but just keep your eyes closed. She was like 13 or 14 years old. She was very young. And God was going to use this young girl to bring the gift of his son to the world. That means God can use anybody. God can use you no matter how young you are and no matter how old you are, God can use you. And when God called Mary, she said, yes, I'll do it. And so when you receive the gift of Jesus, and so all you kids, keep your eyes closed for a second, okay? And I want you to think real hard. I'm going to ask a question, but don't answer it with your mouth, okay? I want you to answer this question silently, okay? Have you ever received the gift of Jesus? Shh, don't answer out loud, silent. Have you ever received the gift of Jesus? Because here's what God is asking you to do today. God is saying, hey, I sent my son. He lived for you. He died for you and he rose again so that your sins can be forgiven, so that you can have a relationship with me, and you can even have everlasting life. And God says this. He says, here's all, the only thing I want you to do is this. Just believe in me. Trust me. Trust him. So with all your eyes closed and your heads bowed, so no one's paying attention, if you've ever received the gift of Jesus, would you raise your hand? Say, yeah, I've received the gift of Jesus before. How many of you would like to receive the gift of Jesus? You'd like to have him. You'd like to follow Jesus and believe in him. And all you have to do is this. Say, God, thank you for Jesus. I ask him into my life. Thank you for all he's done for me. And when you receive the gift of Jesus, there's this old saying that says it's the gift that keeps giving. Have you ever heard that saying before? Yeah, so you can open your eyes and look at me now. Look right at me, okay? Keep your hands to yourself. Hold them still. Jesus is a gift that keeps on giving. And so God wants you to share Jesus with the world, just like Mary did. God used Mary to give Jesus to the world. And Jalan, God wants to use kids like you to bring Jesus to the world too. So how can you bring Jesus to the world? You can share his love with people. You can tell people about Jesus. You can tell them about all the good things that he's done. And God wants you to do great things, not just when you grow up, but as kids, God wants you to do great things. And I'm going to end our time today. We're going to sing in just a second, okay? We're going to sing, and we're going to go out and look at donkeys. We're going to go out and have cookies. Dear Lord, bring the donkeys. David, have a seat, okay? So listen, pay close attention. One more little story, okay? 3,000 years ago, that's a long time, right? 3,000 years ago, there was a little boy named Samuel. And Samuel was 11 years old. Are any of you guys 11? Anybody here 11 years old?
I'm 11.
Sadie, you're barely 5, okay? Okay, so listen. Samuel was 11 years old. And Samuel, there was a man that took care of him whose name was Eli, and Eli worked inside of the church back then, 3,000 years ago. And Samuel was asleep, and I want you to hear what he heard. He heard a funny noise in his sleep, and here's what it sounded like. Are you guys listening? While Samuel was sleeping, he heard this noise in his sleep.
Samuel! Samuel?
And Samuel woke up, and he's like, Eli, did you call my name? And Eli said, Samuel, I didn't call your name. Go back to bed. And so Samuel went back to bed, and he was laying there in God's house. And while he was sleeping, he heard the voice again,
Samuel, Samuel.
And he thought, Eli's talking to me again. Why does he want me to wake up? And so Samuel ran to Eli and said, Eli, did you call me? Did you want me to wake up and help you? And he's like, boy, I didn't say anything. Do you get back to bed? And so Samuel went back to bed and he heard the noise again. Samuel! Samuel! And he woke up again and he walked to Eli's room and said, did you call me, Eli? And Eli said, oh, maybe something else is going on here because I'm not calling this boy. He said, maybe it's God. He said, Samuel, maybe God's trying to talk to you. And so when you go back down and you lay down and if someone wakes you up again and says, Samuel, Samuel, here's what I want you to say. Here I am, God. Here I am. Your servant is listening. So here's what I want you kids to do. Some of you are very young. Sadie, how old are you?
Five.
I was right, so you're five.
I'm seven.
Okay, seven, nine. Yeah, so you guys are young. Young. Six?
My brother's four.
Four? Man, he's young. So you guys are young. Listen, you're so young. But God can talk to you when you're young. God can give you great visions when you're young. And I think God wants to use kids to do good things and great things and use them to do great things when they're adults. And so if you ever hear God call your name, what's your name, honey? Emily. How old are you, five?
Six.
Wow, six. So you're in first grade? No. Kindergarten? Okay. So what if you heard this in the middle of the night? Emily? Emily? What would you do? What do you think you'd do? Yeah, it would be hard to know what to do, wouldn't it? Here's what I would do. I'd run to my mom or dad or grandma, whoever I live with, and I'd say, did you call me? And they might say no. They could say yes. You're right. We got to keep all possibilities open. Yeah, I think, am I hearing something? And so if you ever feel like God's talking to you, any of you guys ever thought God's talked to you before?
Yeah.
Yeah? What is your name? What is your name?
Silas.
Silas. Okay, it's a good name. I know you're new. Yeah. Welcome. So Silas, what do you think God told you when he talked to you? What did he say? Okay. Okay. But you said you thought you heard God speak to you once. Is that true? What did he say? You don't know? Okay. Well, God does speak to us. He still speaks to us. He speaks to us through the Bible, but he speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. And so here's what I want you kids to do. If God ever asks you to do something, you do it. But I like what Silas said, and I like what Samuel did. I think you should go and talk to your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, whoever you live with, and say, here's what I think God told me. And let them listen and let them, because that's what Samuel did. Hey, Eli, this is what's happening. And your mom or your dad or your grandma or your grandpa or maybe your pastor or your kid's pastor could say, you know what, I think that was God. And if you know it was God's voice that called you, whether you're 5 years old like Sadie or you're 7 years old like Aliyah, yep. Or 11-year-old, not like Addison, because you're only what, seven?
Six,
okay. Or 13 years old like his brother. Yeah.
Sister.
Your sister. Or 12 like somebody else. But if God calls you, kids, here's what I want you to say. Here, sit down, Eli. Listen. Listen. If God calls you, here's what I want you to say. Here I am, God. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. And God will ask you to do hard things, but God will always ask you to do good things. You know, one time God spoke to me, and I'm going to ask our worship band to come up, and they're going to play a song. But here's what God said to me one time. One time, when I was about 22 years old, I was eating lunch at Tony Roma's Ribs. And I was having lunch with a bunch of people, and God spoke to me, and here's what he said. He said, Anthony, because that's my name, said, Anthony, unless you give your life to ministry, to serving me, everything else is a waste of time. And that wasn't something easy to hear. And I was mad at God because I didn't want to serve him. But I listened and I said, okay, God, if that's what you want me to do, That's what I'll do. And I believe that God has a plan for every one of your lives. And someday God will call you and he'll make it real clear what he'd like you to do. And when he does, I want you to say, here I am, God. I'm listening. I'll do whatever you say. So kids, you want to bow your heads and pray with me? We're going to pray. And then I'm going to ask you to stand up, okay? And then we're going to sing, all right? And then once we're done singing, you can join your mom and dad and we'll just have a good time together today. But I want us to pray, okay? All adults and moms and dads and teens and kids, I want us to pray this morning, all right? So can you guys get ready to pray? With no one distracting the people around you, get ready to pray. For some of you, that might mean you bow your head or close your eyes or you put your hands together. Let's get ready to pray. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you used a young girl who you chose, named Mary, to bring your gift to the world. God, just like Mary, when you call us, would we say, yes, we'll do it. God, thank you that you call children and moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandmas and old people and young people and middle-aged people too. Thank you that you call people to obey you, to serve you, to follow you, to have relationship with you. And God, when you call us, and I believe that you will, sometimes we'll hear it in our heart, sometimes we might hear it in our ears. When you call us, God, would we say yes? We'll do whatever you ask. So God, I pray for each child that's here. I pray for each teenager that's here. I pray for each adult that's here. God, when you call us, would you give us the faith to say yes? Lord, I believe that there are some adults here right now who don't know you. They may be here to watch kids do whatever kids are doing, but God, I pray that you'd touch the life of each adult here and draw them to put their faith in you. God, remind each man and woman here that you don't require obedience or perfection to receive your gift of salvation. You require belief. You require faith and trust. So God, give us trust. Give us faith to trust in you. Change our hearts so that we can live a life that would be pleasing to you and good for us and good for others that we give you the world to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So kids, can you stand up? We're going to sing, okay? Yeah.